Hello and welcome to day 338 of the Cold War Minute. I'm your host, David Guerra. Today is May 4th, and on this day in Cold War history, as World War II comes to an end on this day in 1945, the surrender of the North German Army to Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery takes place. In 1946, in San Francisco Bay, United States Marines from the nearby Treasure Island Navy Base stop a two-day riot at Alcatraz Federal Prison. Five people are killed in the riot. In 1961, during the American Civil Rights Movement, the Freedom Riders begin a bus trip through the South. In 1970, during the Vietnam War, the Kent State shootings occur when the Ohio National Guard, sent to Kent State University after disturbances in the city of Kent the weekend before, opened fire, killing four students and wounding nine others. The students were protesting the United States invasion of Cambodia. In 1972, the Don't Make a Wave Committee, a fledgling environmental organization founded in Canada in 1971, officially changes its name to the Greenpeace Foundation. In 1979, Margaret Thatcher becomes the first female Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In 1982, 20 sailors are killed when the British Type 42 destroyer HMS Sheffield is hit by an Argentinian Exocet missile during the Falklands War. In 1989, during the Iran-Contra affair, former White House aide Oliver North is convicted of three crimes and acquitted of nine other charges. The convictions, however, are later overturned on appeal. And on this day in 1990, Latvia proclaims the renewal of its independence after Soviet occupation. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, May 4th. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.